In the past 2 years, the number of speakers of the Nungam Tenu has dropped more than 20%. Now, there are only 124 living speakers of the Aleut language. But the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association is trying to turn this trend around with a somewhat unorthodox method, by developing a Rosetta Stone product and then distributing it to the tribes. Rosetta Stone creates language learning software, and it takes an immersion approach rather than focusing on reading and writing. While its best sellers are Spanish and French, Rosetta Stone also has an endangered languages program, and it's already created a product for Inupiaq. APIA is now trying to develop three levels of Unungam Tenu for both the Eastern dialect and the Aka dialect, and the group has applied for $900,000 in total funding from the Administration for Native Americans. Millie McEwen is the Cultural Heritage Director for APIA, and she says that creating a Rosetta Stone product is important because of the current difficulties in teaching Unungam Tenu.
In the Eastern dialect, most of the speakers are over the age of 65, and not all speakers are able to teach, and because our region and our communities are so dispersed and spread out, it's often difficult for anyone of any age to learn how to speak Unungam Tenu, and there's very little opportunity for people to be immersed in the language.
Sally Sweatsoff of Atka is one of the people who would help voice the product and work on the lessons. She stresses that it's important to do as much as possible to preserve the language while speakers are still alive to share their knowledge.
We're getting up there in age, and even though the young generation might not speak it now, we need something there for them because, you know, our day is coming, you know.
Many others from the region agree. Over 100 members of the Aleut community have written letters to APIA in support of the project, emphasizing that Unungam Tenu needs to remain a living language. Sharon Svarney Livingston of Unalaska wrote one of these letters, and while she speaks a little Unungam Tenu, she would like the opportunity to learn more and ultimately share it with younger generations.
You know, I want to be able to go up to a little kid and, you know, talk with them. I don't want to just be able to say to my grandson, Akada, Anyaktada, Ayagada, which means come here, little boy, real fast or right now, you know. I want to be able to say more things to him, and I want him to be able to understand me and answer back.
Svarney Livingston says that she never really got the chance to learn Unungam Tenu at home growing up because her generation was affected by the evacuation of their parents during World War II. Her mother was 11 years old when the Japanese bombed Unalaska, and she was sent away to the Southeast region. While away from home, Svarney Livingston's mother was actively discouraged from speaking Unungam Tenu.
While they were in Southeast Alaska at these horrible evacuation camps, the children were taken away and sent to boarding school. And this is where they learned that to speak their language, they would be punished. And so that whole generation of Native kids, you know, say from the age of, 10 to 18, they were there for 3 years, they learned not to teach their kids speak Unungam Tenu.
If APIA succeeds in getting funding for the Rosetta Stone project, the group will make sure that the software is available to people like Svarney Livingston. They plan on distributing the final product to the region's tribes and schools, and they would give copies to the Library of Congress and Alaska's universities for archiving. APIA would also make some of the software available for sale so that it can pay for future copies. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.